Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Granger Smith, how's Texas?
Man, Texas is good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We got rainy weather and it's a little chilly.
Wow, that's rare.
yeah, here in Southern California. We also haven't seen Granger Smith in a while. When the heck is that going to happen again?
Well, it looks like here in like a week.
Yes, definitely. We're super excited for this. It's a Veterans Day. Salute to our heroes out at Coachella Crossroads. Thank you so much for coming out and definitely giving one for our veterans out here.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun show. It wasn't on the books for a long time. It's kind of recently that it popped up. And I just thought, man, that's the perfect Veterans Day show to be there with you guys and Blake Shelton and Coachella. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we were wondering when we were going to get to see you again because you've been too busy being selfish trying to steal all of our jobs.
Yeah,
Yeah, right.
For those who don't know, Granger Smith is a radio host now, too, on top of being an incredible father, husband.
On top of it all.
On top of it all. You got a whole long resume there, but now a radio host on a show called After Midnight. Great program. And that's very cool. How's that going for you?
Hey, it's good. Like I was going to say, I'm just trying to learn from you guys and keep the pace. That show is... It's every day. It's 7 days a week. So
ooh.
I think I'm at like 310 shows so far.
And wow.
It's like whatever I've done in the whole last year, After Midnight has been part of every day. It's crazy.
Well, I love it because you're one of those celebrities that like, you just feel like you're so real. Your social media does such a good job about showing you as a person and a lot about your family. I saw the picture you posted with your son with the guitar. Are the kids starting to get the musical bug?
Well, that's a good question. They do. They have the bug, and I'm kind of stuck on what am I going to do as a dad, because I know that the heartbreak that music can bring. I also know that the fulfillment that, you know, chasing a dream and feeling that passion on the stage, I know what that could bring too. So it's like, which path do I give to them? Especially my daughter, you know, like I can't imagine her getting in a van and going out with the band and getting on the stage. And
you don't want your daughter in a van with a bunch of dudes that play instruments?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds like a nightmare. So that's a long way to answer. The best thing I could do is just gently lead them in a path where they could make decisions based on integrity and based on solid knowledge of what this world is, instead of just saying, hey, follow your dreams, do whatever you want, I don't care.
We love that. All right, well, you are performing. We're talking to Granger Smith, and he is performing November 11th, Coachella Crossroads. Great lineup. Blake Shelton will be there as well. It is Veterans Day. You've always been one of the most patriotic people that we know. What does it mean to perform on Veterans Day for so many heroes out there?
Yeah, it's huge because I've just always felt that I get to do what I do because of men and women that have made a sacrifice, that have volunteered everything, including their lives, to pay the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have an American lifestyle where we could chase the American dream and jump in a van with a bunch of musicians and go play music. That, that's a cause, that's a direct cause and effect of these men and women chose this lifestyle so that we could live this lifestyle. And we have to keep that at the forefront of our minds every day.
So you have a huge fan base, but when you talk about Earl Dibble Jr., there's like a whole next level when it comes to fans. What's on Earl's Christmas wish list?
Oh man, Earl's such a simple guy. That would be he could use like a new fishing lure, like maybe some new 12 gauge shotgun shells for Dove. You know, he's a simple guy. He doesn't need much. He doesn't even have a TV.
A Bass Pro Shop gift card.
That would work perfectly.
Well, we'll wrap it up with you now, Granger, with this final question on, speaking of Earl Dibbles Jr., college football playoffs, who do you see in the Final Four?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I would, we got to put Georgia in there.
Annoyingly,
probably. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that gets annoyed by it, too.
Alabama.
I mean, really? Do we think we have to do that again? Maybe, probably.
Yeah.
And so then we're looking at the Big Ten. You know, are we looking at Michigan or Ohio State?
Yeah. Who do you have taking it all? It's going to be Georgia. It makes me sick to my stomach just saying that.
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes they've appeared beatable a few moments, but not very much. So.
College football playoffs, certainly most of America is not going to be looking forward to, but here in Southern California, we're looking to Granger Smith, November 11th, Coachella Crossroads.
Man, can't wait. Can't wait to see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.